Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Department and the St. Paul Lutheran Church of Caro will be co-hosting a pop-up food pantry next month. The free food distribution will be at 12:15 p.m. on Sunday, October the 12th. The distribution will be located at the St. Paul Lutheran Church at 503 South State Street, also known as M81 in Caro. And another local and regional news for today. The sad circumstances surrounding a Huron community this month underscores the need for greater access to mental health services. A 36-year-old male of Owendale who had been missing for several days was found in a cornfield by a specialized search team that arrived on Saturday. The man had taken a gun from a family member's locked drawer and, according to reports, used the weapon on himself. During the search for the Owendale man, it was noted he was suffering from depression, and he had left behind a note that seemed like he was saying goodbye to all of his family and friends. There are several mental health services available in each county, and some are free of charge just by reaching out. In addition, the federal government has begun to realize how important mental health services are and has developed the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline. The service marked an important milestone in addressing increased suicide rates. The simple three-digit number connects people in crisis immediately to trained counselors through text and call options, and that service also has a special option to provide mental health services for veterans as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The United Nations chief is challenging world leaders to choose a future where the rule of law triumphs over raw power. He wants nations to come together rather than scramble for their own self-interests. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the UN's founders faced the same questions 80 years ago, and he told today's world leaders at the opening of their annual gathering at the General Assembly that the choice of peace or war, law or lawlessness, cooperation or conflict is even more urgent and more intertwined than ever. He said the world has entered an age of, quote, relentless human suffering. And in other national and international news, Jimmy Kimmel is set to return to late night television after his brief suspension. The suspension triggered a national discussion about freedom of speech and President Donald Trump's abilities to police the journalists of the world. Two groups of ABC affiliates that denounced Kimmel last week said that they would not carry his return on Tuesday. The two corporations collectively control about a quarter of ABC's affiliates. ABC suspended Kimmel's show following criticism of his comments about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The network announced Monday that Jimmy Kimmel Live would return after thoughtful conversations with the host. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Tuesday, September 23rd of 2025. David C. Block, age 69, of Cass City, passed away on September the 20th of 2025. Funeral services for David C. Block will be held 11 a.m. Saturday, September 27th, in the Krantz Funeral Home of Cass City. Interment will be in the Saints Peter and Paul Cemetery of Ruth, with memorials to be made to the Deckerville Education Foundation. Visitation is 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday, September 27th, in the Krantz Funeral Home of Cass City, with arrangements by the Krantz Funeral Home of Cass City. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and for a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.